Mesachet Nedar and Perikimo Mishnah Hey. Hare Nitiyos Ha'elu Korban and Einan Nixosis. Somebody who says these trees should have Kedusha as a Korban if they don't get uprooted. Or if he says, Talazu korbanim ena nisrefet, this talis should have kedusha like a korban if it doesn't get burnt. Now, we're talking in a case where there's a very strong wind coming, and he thinks that there's no doubt that his trees will get uprooted. And he says, if they don't get uprooted, they should have kedusha. As you might think, this is nidre shkagas, as he thinks there's no way in the world they won't get uprooted. Or there's a fire coming, and he thinks his talis is going to get burnt, so he says if it doesn't get burnt, then it should have kedusha, as he thinks for sure it will get burnt. Even so, the netter is chal, yesh lahen pidyon. They have pidyon like any other hegdish, as obviously the talis and the trees itself are not brought to the korban. Instead, he sells them, and with the money, he buys with it a korban. Hare netiyei se'elu korban ache yiktsu. Talazu korban achitisrav ain lahem pidyon. Somebody who says these trees should have kedusha like a korban until it gets uprooted, or this talis should have kedusha like a korban until it gets burnt, then there is no pidyon, and this kedusha is chal, and you cannot be pidyon. Even though normally hegdish you could be pidyon, here since you said it should have kedusha until it gets uprooted or until the talis gets burnt, why did you use that lashon? Obviously, what you mean to say is that it should continue to have kedusha even after you redeem it. So therefore, if you do decide to redeem it, that money becomes hegdish, and the trees and the talis itself also become hegdish again. And that is what you are saying, that it should continue to be hegdish until it gets burnt or until the tree gets uprooted. Mesachet Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Hanoyder Meyorde Hayam, Mutter Beyoishve Hayabasha. Somebody who makes a netter ostering on himself the property of those that sail out in the sea, he is mutter to benefit from those that live on the dry land, even if they once in a while go on a boat, they are not considered Yorde Hayam. Meyoishve Hayabasha, Oster Beyorde Hayam, somebody who ostrings on himself the property of those that live on dry land, he is still usher even on those that sail out in the sea. Sheyor dehayam deklau yoshve hayabasha. That sailors are also included in people that live in dry land, since sailors don't stay out in the sea indefinitely. They do come back from time to time, so therefore they are also considered yoshve yabasha. Loke elu shahochem me'ako liyafo ela b'mi shedarko lefart. Now, this could be explained in one of two ways. It could be going on the ratio where we saw that somebody losses on himself the property of Yorde Hayat, his mother on the property of Yoshve Hayabasha. Now, we are saying over here that which he is also on the property of Yorde Hayam, that is not referring to people that go on short trips from Akko to Yafo. They are not considered Yorde Hayam. He is only also on the people that go out on long trips to distant lands, only they are considered Yorde Hayam. Or it could be going on the Seifa, where we saw that somebody who ashes on himself the property of Yoshe Hayabasha is also on the property of Yorde Hayam, since they come back to the Abasha from time to time. And this part of the mission is saying that not only those sailors that go on short trips like from Akko to Yafo are considered Bechlau Yoshe Hayabasha, but also people that go on long trips to distant lands, those sailors are also considered b'chal yoshei abasha, since they do not stay in the yam forever and they do come back to the abasha.